I'm Nikki Gavron. I'm chair of the Assembly's Planning and Housing Committee. And I'm very pleased that Assembly members have been able to come and have this presentation and talk through the issues with you all. It seems to us that there's an initial issue which is absolutely impossible and needs to be overcome, which is that most of the people who live, so many, many people live on the east side and yet cannot have the access they used to have to the station, through to the tube station, into the front, and they have to go all the way round, either way. And it seems there was a bridge in the original planning application, but nobody is following through on it. And there's a very easy solution to this, but somebody's got to take responsibility. Apart from that, there are other issues. We're investigating how public realm is managed. And, of course, management depends a lot on how it's designed. And we're very, very interested in residents being consulted on the design and the management conditions for the public space. And we would like the management conditions put actually into the planning application so that there's a proper agreement that there's going to be access, the best access for people, so that people have the same rights to public open space as they have to privately managed open space.
Nikki, I know that all the King's Cross community groups here today are delighted you and members have taken the time to come and look at this development, but in the complex world of London's planning, what can you actually do for us at the GLA?
Well, one of the things we're investigating the management of public space, so we'll be making recommendations generally, which we'll use here as King's Cross as a specific example. But I think one of the things we ought to do is to actually recommend that the planning decisions unit have a follow-through on such a scheme like this, which is in one borough, but actually has enormous impact on the neighbouring borough, Islington, and needs really a strategic view of how it's unfolding. Outline planning permissions do not give you the kind of detail that really needs to be negotiated very carefully and involve the citizens and the residents locally.
Well, thank you, Nikki. That would be fantastic. And I know that would show to us on the ground the worth of cross-London governance, tackling these cross-borough issues. Thank you very much.
Thank you.